The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're getting our Vegas on, and we're about to get some boxing on, and a lot of other stuff. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao-Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott back in studio keeping us on air. And Nick Sciarra running around doing...
Sciarra.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing either.
He's doing something out here. As we brought,
he had to take two trips to bring me some papers.
A piece of paper.
He was like, I'm going to bring you these papers now. I'm going to go back. Then I'm going to come back with more papers. Because carrying six sheets at once would have been more difficult than two trips of three sheets.
Apparently.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, but we're out here live at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, as you heard, for the Pacquiao-Broner fight. If you want to get in today, we don't take calls when we're on the road. But you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick, and at producer T. Scott. So it covers everybody.
That's it.
You can also text us, 713-780-3776. And we're going to rock and roll today. We got a lot of potential guests. And we have one guest that we know we have is Brad Powers.
Yes.
Will join us at 6 o'clock. We saw RJ a little earlier. He is was doing Adam Carolla's podcast. So, yeah, we're having some fun out here in Las Vegas. Got in last night. You guys started a Twitter battle over seat reclining again. I thought we'd settled this.
I thought so, too.
I don't think there's any more debate. If you recline, you're a turd.
Yeah. And one of Barry's comedies buddies came after me.
Oh, Bob Biggerstaff?
Yeah.
He's a funny dude. I like him.
Well,
he's wrong.
He's a recliner.
But that's okay. That's okay. You're entitled to be wrong about this.
Yeah. I mean, you can be funny and wrong at the same time, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
So, I mean, and that's him.
But
in a nutshell.
And yeah, there's two opinions on this. There's our opinion, which is the right one. And then, you know, those of you who are wrong. That's
right.
That's just the end of it.
Here comes Nick with the rest of the paper.
Nick has, like, I think, eight pieces of paper here.
Oh, man.
He outdid himself with
this.
Yeah,
look at that. Two trips.
Yeah.
But he got it done.
So
good job, man.
Yeah. Well done. See, I think this mic is on. That's why we're hearing so much noise in the background here. If we could maybe.
Look at that.
Wow, now suddenly it sounds like we're doing a radio show.
All right.
See, Nick, you've made yourself useful in the first 3 minutes of the show. How about that?
Well, maybe Nick should get on the mic, talk about winning all the money he won last night.
Yeah, I thought he was going to win the tournament. He had the whole half the table full of chips at one point.
But apparently didn't win the tournament. He says, you made some money, though, right? $80,
okay.
Plus 15 is from the buy-in. That's all right. More than I made from it.
Yeah, that's his first cash. Well, we wandered by and saw that we could still buy into the tournament an hour after it had started at the MGM when we got in, and so we did.
And we all three made the final table.
We did. We did.
So that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I think I was the second one out at the final table.
I think I was like about in the middle.
Yeah,
I was out like one spot before they started giving money out.
Yeah, because I was a little short stacked, but then I went and played cash and was doing really well. Took a very sick beat, which pissed me off. Well, it didn't really piss me off. I just dealt with it, and then went and drank with Nick until the wee hours of the morning, and then went back and won all my money back.
And Nick came down today. Said he even after all the boozing, Nick stayed up all night drinking, and he's down here. He's 100%. He says he was down here working with Matt Peralt. He might have been working with Patrick Creighton. I don't know, but Nick is grinding.
Is Patrick Creighton alive?
I haven't seen Patrick Creighton today. I saw a picture of him with Freddie Roach, which makes me think he's alive.
Yeah, I think they want to bring Freddie over here next, by the way.
I think Patrick Creighton may be trying marijuana tonight, even though he does seem a little bit nervous. But once he found out that they make marijuana food, he was suddenly very interested.
Yeah, that was a game changer for him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm allergic to smoking. I was like, well, you know they make edibles. And he's like what? Gummy bears. I'm in. So, Patrick Creighton, fan of gummy bears. We'll know soon if he's a fan of getting high off gummy bears.
If they could ever make Whataburger marijuana.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that would, Patrick Creighton would kill that. That's right up his alley. So,
it's funny, yesterday when we got to the airport, we ended up going our separate ways for dinner. Not intentionally.
Yeah, we just got separated.
We got separated and during security process, and I went to Papa Do in the airport, which lesser than non-airport Papa Do, but still solid. You and Nick ended up at Papacito's, and Patrick Creighton went to Chick-fil-A. That was that's what he decided on. So rather than hang out with us, that's what he went for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like, you know, he's not part of the team, but you know. We invited him out last night, but he didn't come play poker with us. So
no interest.
Yeah. So I don't know what to say. You know, not gonna beg. Doesn't want to be, you know, part of Team Blitz here. That's okay. We have plenty of things we can do. But yeah, we had a good time last night, and yeah, I waited for 3 hours to get the perfect situation against a really aggressive player, and got it, and got everything I wanted until the river.
It happens,
and you know, it was one of those hands that, yeah, I like to play in a cash game, kind of where you can hide something. It was queen three of clubs, to a 3-3-8 board, and he'd been betting every single board, and he fired out for 85, and I re-raised all in for 550. He snap calls me with 8-9, and the guy next to me says, "I folded an 8." And as soon as he said that,
you're like, damn it, that last 8's got to come.
Yep, and of course on the river, the case 8 hit. So you just like, yeah, I just smiled and said, all right, you know, that happens. I mean, I got exactly what I wanted and had been waiting for 2 hours, and it just didn't go my way. So, and then, like I said, after I had a little more to drink, I went back with a more aggressive attitude.
Got some of it back.
I won all of it back, actually.
There you go.
In about 45 minutes, and then I got up and went home.
Good for you.
Well, went to the room.
Yeah, well, I went to we played in that Excalibur tournament this morning, and I did not have a good run at the table. Every time I had a hand, someone would make a hand better than mine out of it. That is what it is. But
yeah.
My big loss was pocket jacks, and the flop comes 7-8 jack, and I'm feeling pretty damn good about it. And someone makes a straight out of it. So
yeah.
What are you gonna do? You always like having that top set feels good, but sometimes sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it to.
Yeah, I went in with a small blind versus big blind thing. You know, when the blinds get up to what 1,000, 2,000,
yeah.
I think they were, and you got 12,000 chips and small blind and shove with queen jack and get called by king jack. It's like
it happens.
Well, okay, but no, I actually, especially when it comes to the cash game, I feel like I'm playing really well. So I'm gonna play two tournaments tonight. And we'll see what happens. John asked, shades of the poker table, yay or nay? I don't wear them anymore, really. Mainly because
it's
hard to see the cards.
Yeah.
Especially if you're at the end of the table. You get old.
Wear reading glasses now at the table.
I'm an old. I need like real glasses for the table. But yeah, it's just not for me anymore. 713-780-ESPN. So I think we're supposed to get Freddie Roach here, but I think Freddie's still over there talking to he's talking to RJ and Adam Carolla.
Ah.
So he may be a while. But got several guests lined up that we'll do, and we'll get into all the news of the day. There's not much happening. You got more quarterback transfer stuff.
Yep.
See,
including Shane Buechele.
Looks like SMU on his list.
That seems like it'd be a pretty good spot for him. Shane Buechele is a highly regarded prospect. He just hasn't really.
He hasn't been bad. I think Ellinger's been better.
Yeah. He just hasn't. He hasn't had much of a chance to prove that he can play, because I think Ellinger's been he's been better than anybody thought he was going
to
be.
Yeah, and yeah, I think he'll be an upgrade over Ben Hicks, who went to Arkansas. So I think that makes a lot of sense for him. And I think he's going to graduate here in the spring, so he could, if he waits until then, he could play immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina says get prescription sunglasses. I've had those, but my eyes aren't, my eyes are still pretty good from the LASIK. It's just, if I start getting corrective lenses again, it's going to mess them up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it alone. I just, it's just when there's a lot of light, that's when I have trouble. And in those tables, there's always a lot of lights. I mean, casinos are bright places.
Yep.
So, 832 wants to know, has Nick picked up any large Latina chicks yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No large Latina women for you yet, huh? No, the girl that was in front of me on the plane who was reclining fit that category, but Nick didn't end up taking her home for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I think you might have gotten the only recliner on the plane, because the funniest part about it was poor Nick, who didn't realize you weren't supposed to do it. Okay, and that's fine if you don't know that's annoying to the other person and you don't realize it. I've forgiven him. He's no longer the worst human being alive, because he's changed the error of his ways. But we're basically berating him in the line, and people start agreeing with us, and then you look around and you see all these horrified faces from people who clearly
are recliners
and. Now that they know that we all hate them, I didn't see a lot of reclining on that flight.
I just saw one.
And it happened to be in front of you.
Right in front of me. And I did my move where I dig my knees in and I shook my legs. But this was a great big fat person.
Pushed
back very hard. And it was uncomfortable, but I stuck to the game plan. And I shook my leg for 3 hours like I had Tourette's. And I don't think she got much rest on that flight, and she gave me some ugly looks after we got off the plane. But
that was just her face.
That might have just been her face, but that wasn't my problem. I'm not on that airplane trying to make friends, Fred.
But I was surprised you even had to deal with that, because we actually everybody got upgraded to the A group. We should have been able to be in, and the seats and
it was better than the average plane.
Yeah, Southwest is at least there's a little more room there, so it's not as bad. But, yeah, I thought you were just going to use your usual tactic of sit behind me, because you know I won't recline.
That probably should have been the move. But I think you sat in the seat that was available, the aisle seat that was available closest to the front.
Yeah.
And the aisle seat behind you wasn't available.
See, if I had taken the one in front of that, I would have been next to two really old people.
Yeah,
and
you were against that.
I was not really interested in that, because the guy looked like a dude who was going to talk the entire trip. And I was right, he did. He talked the entire time to the poor lady next to him. So, just threw on headphones, listened to music, and read on iBooks. So, hey, guys, you want to get in on the action for the fight? You want to get in on the action for the playoff games this weekend? College basketball, hockey, you name it. You can play horses on there. That's what MyBookie is. They've got everything. If you want to bet, you want to get in game, any game, you need to get on MyBookie. And the cool thing is, no matter where you are, you don't have to come to Vegas to get your plays in. And it's the online destination to get action on anything. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. I trust them. I've never had any problems with them in terms of getting money out, because when you win, they pay. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, great customer service. And I'm telling you, they have pretty much everything you could possibly want to bet. All you have to do is on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match 50% of your initial deposit. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
With
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao-Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
You're looking live, folks.
For Pacquiao Broner Radio Row. I like that they've got this big banner up there that says Pacquiao versus Broner Radio Row and lists everybody who's here. And
yeah.
There's KFNC FM Houston.
Yeah, it's Fred Fowler.
Well, no, it doesn't list us by name. We're
not
that important.
It should.
But, boy, it's thinned out around here a little bit from earlier.
Oh, yeah, but there's a lot of stations out here. And I guess maybe this is
Stop that, Nick. That wasn't a Patrick Creighton joke. Just stop.
So we've discussed. By the way, Matt Peralta here, he's looking to get into more Twitter beef with Patrick Creighton, from what I understand. They just want it to never stop.
Yeah. Are they in Twitter beef?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I follow Matt on Twitter, so.
I don't either. But apparently they got beef. So this is Showtime's. This is the first time we've been out here for Showtime. Maybe the second time.
It's the second time. I can't remember the last one, but I know we've done a Showtime one here recently in the last 2 years.
But it's almost always been us out here for HBO. And since HBO's pulled out, it looks like Showtime's, you know, sort of doing a land grab and trying to make their stuff, you know, just like HBO was doing theirs. So a lot of familiar faces out here and a lot of stations. So they're trying to make this thing big, which... You know, when you think about the fighters that they've got going on Saturday, it should be a big seller. I mean, this is Broner is some of the shine is off of him that was there when he was undefeated, but he's still obviously a really tough guy and a guy who's fun for people to watch. And then Manny Pacquiao is Manny Pacquiao, and he's got a built-in audience, a massive built-in audience, and I think there's people who realize it. They're running out of times to see Manny Pacquiao, so they're going to want to get in there and see him while they can.
Well, and I think it's cool that we finally get to see fighters that and maybe this is a good thing, because it used to be, well, if you were either HBO or Showtime, and we wouldn't see those guys fight. And now we're getting a chance. Pacquiao wouldn't have been able to fight Broner 5 years ago.
Nope.
It just wouldn't have happened. And there's been a lot more cooperation in that over the last few years, but... You know, now with HBO kind of stepping out of it, it's not really a factor anymore, and we can see better fights. Beer Man Greg asks, is it nice in Vegas right now? I'm taking my wife in February for Valentine's and just curious how it is. It's the temperature is really good, but it's been raining all day.
Yeah.
Which I think it should stop, but I haven't really paid attention. I wandered over to the Excalibur to play a tournament this morning, and it was still raining. It was pretty much just like it was in Houston. It was drizzly and gross.
Yep.
So, And then Steven, the weather guy, asks, I'm not a poker player, but I've wondered how you handle it when, quote, intestinal distress strikes when you're in the middle of a game. You get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You sit out a few hands.
That typically doesn't happen.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time that's happened. Sometimes you have to get up to pee.
But usually you can make it to a break. I mean, they've got breaks every 30, or not every 30, I guess about every hour now.
Last night when we basically sat down and played one hand, and because we got there... This tournament starts at 10. We got signed up right before 11. Sat down, dealt one hand, break.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. So that was an hour. But usually it's a little more than an hour. But, yeah, they give you breaks, and it's 10-minute breaks. And for tournaments like this, they never last more than 3 or 4 hours tops. So it's not really ever an issue. But it is an issue, especially late in tournaments. You start missing hands. And when the blinds are as big as they are, it can be a problem.
Yeah.
Did you see that your favorite college football quarterback, a guy who you worship, has gotten in yet another Twitter beef?
Who is this?
Well, not really a beef. Apparently, Matt Hayes, who's a college football reporter.
Oh, I was gonna say, he's not my favorite quarterback.
He tweeted out, let's not forget, Kyler Murray didn't remotely resemble a thrower when he arrived at OU. The difference is Lincoln Riley. Fair? Unfair? It might be. I think it's a bit of hyperbole to say he didn't remotely resemble a thrower.
I will say this. When you look at what Kyler Murray was before he got to Oklahoma and what he was after, you look at Baker Mayfield and what he was before he got to Oklahoma and what he was after, there's a pretty substantial gap.
Yeah.
Between those guys. And I do think Lincoln Riley has some sort of a magic touch.
I think it's fair to say Lincoln Riley helped him improve as a quarterback significantly. I don't think that's quite as – I mean, the way he phrases it makes it sound like the guy couldn't throw the football at all.
Yeah.
He didn't remotely resemble a thrower is what he said. Now, he wasn't very good at A&M throwing the football. And, of course, people start ripping into him. He was 43-0 in high school. You don't have to be able to throw the football to be 43-0 in high school if you're that talented as a runner. He did throw for a lot of yards, but high school is high school. It's not the same thing. Kyler Murray himself tweeted at him. He just said – you're sick.
All right.
I would kind of drop an okay, cool hook 'em on him, but
you know who never.
You guys wouldn't do that.
You know who never tweets back at me? Kyler Murray.
Why is that?
Because he blocked me.
What do you want to bet that he blocked Matt Hayes after
Probably
that?
Probably so.
Little sensitive, frankly.
That's all right.
But the reality is.
Emphasis on little. I dare you to.
Yeah. he's a wee lad.
I mean, you're going to get blocked, too. You don't have to tweet. He's going to find you and block you.
Well, please do. I have no reason to ever see anything he ever tweets. It doesn't mean anything to me. But, you know, all you did was say he was a wee lad.
Yeah.
But you said it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've said it on air.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I put at him, of course. Someone added the player, which I always say, don't do that. Like,
yeah.
There's no, like, can't we all have reasonable discussion without
putting
someone's name
Twitter
in
tattletale
it?
Is a famous seat recliner guy.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, it's not like I miss having Kyler Murray. I didn't follow him, so it's not like it was the end of the world. I'm not that devastated about it. But, all I was saying was I just didn't think that he had the size that it would take to be successful, which clearly I was wrong. And if blocking out the haters is what it takes to win a Heisman, I mean, I guess it worked out.
Yeah, I think he should just go cry in his Heisman and quit worrying about you. Or quit worrying about Matt
Hayes.
Well,
remember, at the time, he didn't have a Heisman.
No, at the time.
He was like, he was at A&M basically washing himself out because he couldn't play.
Yeah, well, that was not a good situation. And I'm surprised that Kevin Sumlin didn't do anything with him, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that is the way to do it.
But Kevin Sumlin's been full of surprises. Like, yeah, there's every place he's been, we've been like, oh, he's going to figure this out, and then he just doesn't.
Yeah, well, the thing about this guy's tweet, the bottom line is if you want to say, man, look at the job Lincoln Riley did with him, totally accurate. The way he said it kind of made it sound like the guy couldn't throw a lick before he got there. I don't know if that was the case. He certainly improved, though. So it's not like anybody's wrong here on either side. So did you see Pop is not sure he's going to keep coaching the Spurs beyond this year?
I didn't hear that, but I'd been kind of hearing rumors the last couple years that he was sort of looking for a way to get out of it. And it's not surprising. I mean, the guy's been around for a long time. He's got he's got a life to live, too. I mean,
yeah.
At some point, you do want to walk away before, you know, it gets to be more than you want to do at a certain age. But the guy's accomplished more than most coaches will ever accomplish in their career. So he's got one of the rare opportunities to see himself out the door, because that doesn't happen very often in professional sports. That coaches decide, you know what, I've done a good job here, I'm going to step aside.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, and I think he's earned that right, so good for him.
All right, speaking of
basketball.
Speaking of hoops, ProDunkHoops.com, the best hoops, the best baskets on the market, on the planet. ProDunk goals are manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment, and they're better than anything you're going to find. They've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market. 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores, so you can throw down the thunder and not worry about bending the steel. That was a big problem for me. growing up. And then they've got a tempered glass backboard, so strong. Hoops guarantees that if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. That was also a problem for me because I dunked so hard that backboards were shattering. Don't have to worry about that. Also, rust armor finish. No rust. 30 years maintenance free. They've got four different designs to fit your home, driveway, or backyard. The newest goal, the Bear, fully portable. Perfect if you've got a picky HOA and they don't want you to keep a goal up full time. You could just lay it down, move it into the backyard. Next day, bring it out, pop it right back up. And, of course, they're adjustable from 5 feet to 10 feet with just the turn of a handle. So any age can play. Get your new Hoops goal today. Be the talk of the neighborhood. Be the guy, be the dad on the neighborhood who everybody's like, man, little Johnny's dad must really love him because he got him a badass basketball goal from ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822, ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao Adrian Broner fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And I want to remind you that if you want to read the greatest novel ever written, well, not the greatest, but pretty damn good, Jesus Just Left Chicago, available on Amazon, available on Apple Books. Audio version available at Gow Media Publishing, and you finished it last night.
I did. I read it on the plane.
It's about a 3-hour read.
Yep.
And you didn't hate it, so there's that.
I did not hate it. I thought it was good. There was some parts that made me uncomfortable.
That was kind of the point.
Especially because I had I'd spent about 180 pages imagining that this character was you. And then I had to picture this character's demise, and it was tough. It was a tough pill to swallow for me.
He's not me.
Okay.
Certainly there's in any fiction, if you don't put elements of your own personality
right.
in the characters, then they're useless. There's some elements of my personality in him, as there is in Jesse and some of the other characters, and just people that I've known and been around for a long time. And there's not a single one that's based on one person. Every character is based on multiple people.
Okay.
So 713 asking if we're playing poker tonight. If so, where? I think plan is going to meet with Brad, and then I'm going to try to hit that 7 o'clock at MGM, and then the 10 o'clock at MGM if the 7 o'clock does
well. We're meeting Brad over at Burger Bar at Mandalay. So depending on what time that goes till and what time the Mandalay tournament starts,
Mandalay's at 10.
Okay, well, I don't know we'll be there for that long.
Yeah, but there's an Excalibur at 8, so that might make more sense depending on how long we're. But then that brings the 10 o'clock tournament into. Although that's not really fair. Last time we were here, I finished second in that 8 o'clock at Excalibur and still was able to sign up for the one at Mandalay.
Yep.
And if we were able to sign up late last night for MGM, I mean, maybe there's more people in town, but it sure doesn't look like it from what I've been seeing around the casino. I wonder if it's just this is a slow stretch, or if I wonder if the Vegas thing is kind of maybe it's lost a little luster with everybody having sports betting now. And that, it shouldn't seem like that would happen because everybody's had casinos forever, not Texas.
Yeah.
But, maybe tonight people will show up and then I'll have to take that back. But I wonder, it just feels like even the poker tournaments, there's times like that MGM tournament, there was always alternate lists, long alternate lists. And if you got there late, you weren't getting in. And you had to really go sign up like 30 minutes before and then.
Poker rooms are a lot different now.
Yeah, and I'm just worried we're going to lose more of them because We've already lost several of them, and then the reality is when you look at it, there's not enough people playing in them.
Yeah.
But
they're not massive money makers. But maybe that's the key, is not having one in every casino. Make it where if you want to play poker, this is the kind of casino you stay at, and let the casinos decide, which places they want to have them at and draw that crowd. And I think, the M Life properties, which is basically the MGM and several others, made that decision with Excalibur and Luxor, because those casino and Excalibur, Luxor, and Mandalay all line up in a row. New York is the next one in line. And if you go down that line, now it's room at Mandalay.
Right.
No room at Luxor. Room at Excalibur. No room at New York. I mean, I think they've just basically said, some of our properties will have one, some don't. And MGM has one. And, that's just, I think that's the prudent way to go about it. And they realize that if people want to play poker, they'll walk across the street to play poker. You and I do it every time we're here.
Yeah. And, but even the cash games, I can remember being here on a Wednesday night not that long ago where there'd be 8 tables going at the MGM. Last night there were 3, and they didn't fill the 2-5, which that's a little concerning. But that, it's concerning for Vegas. It ain't concerning for me because we got great rooms at home.
Right.
And including Lions Poker Palace, shameless plug. But it's just a very different – it feels like a different atmosphere than in the past. And, fight weekends get so geared up. And usually I'm hoping that tonight we start to see that a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it gets a little crazy and there's people everywhere.
And then by Saturday, there'll be – $40 minimum at the blackjack table, yeah. And it will, it'll be fight night.
Yeah, how'd your blackjack go today?
You know what, Fred? I'm up $150, $160 bucks for the weekend, which, considering I've played 2 poker tournaments and not cashed in either, that means I'm actually winning money playing blackjack, which is crazy.
Yeah,
and it's not a lot of money. But it's not losing $600 the first night I'm here, which has happened in the past. So I'm gonna count this as a great win.
I'm down a little under 300 for the trip so far.
Okay.
Including the 2 poker entries, broke even on cash, lost a couple hundred in the race book today, but then made a lot of that back playing that stupid horse
game.
Fake horse game that I like so much.
Is there any – there's no strategy to it. It's all luck, right?
It's all luck.
It's like a slot machine.
It is a slot machine, but it does give you, their little records and stuff like that. And if you watch enough of the races, you can kind of figure out some patterns to it.
Okay.
So,
So that's where you're going to be for the rest of the weekend.
I don't know. Because you can lose a lot of money in a hurry on that thing. That's the only negative.
What did it –
Well, at least the way I play on it, you can lose a lot of money in a hurry.
Is there a, is the betting set up the same way as like a real horse track? Like, can you bet?
No, it's basically win, place, or Quinella. Those are your options.
Okay.
And I always do Quinellas. I'll pick one horse and then put him with every other horse in the Quinella for several dollars.
Yeah.
And try to get a horse that's not the favorite so that if it hits, you get a 21-1 or something. The biggest one I hit, I think, was 50-1 for $3.
Okay.
So, then I lost a bunch of that.
That happens. Yeah. But at least you won some of it on that game.
Yeah, I actually won money on that game.
So the game that's total luck, you've got figured out.
Yeah,
the game where you're actually like reading the race forms and things like that, that's a giant waste of time now.
Yeah, pretty much. But
let's get to bingo.
Yeah, might as well. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So is Brad going to be is he going to be here? Or?
I don't think so.
It'd be kind of cool to have him in person.
It would be, but I don't think that's the plan. I texted with him earlier, and he said we're still doing today's segment, right? And I assume he means on the phone or on the ISDN.
Yeah.
So that's because they're going to have to do their show. They're doing that
right.
Straight
but
out of Vegas.
But they're not here.
No.
Okay, that's too bad. That'd have been kind of cool.
That would have been cool.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, guys, if you came out to Vegas and you lost a bunch of money and ran your credit cards up, well, don't do that. We've already told you not to do that. But maybe you spent a bunch over the holidays, and your credit cards are up there now, and you need to do something to get maybe take care of that, maybe save some money, go to Lightstream, because you can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with autopay, save thousands of dollars in interest. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate's not going to move. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. 100% online for the application. No fees. About that, no fees. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. And right now, Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.